Hi guys, welcome to Hello Dysfunction. I'm Padafria.
Hi, I'm Crystal.
I like your hair today.
Do you?
Yeah.
I was going to ask if you liked it with bangs. When I was doing it, when I was getting, you know, doing it, I was a little self-conscious. I felt like I was giving middle-aged mom.
No.
No?
No, it's
okay,
cute.
Okay, good. Thank you. Okay, that makes me feel a little better.
No, you haven't been wearing them lately. I like when you have the bangs.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, they look good.
Yeah, I haven't worn them, but maybe one time since, you know, cutting it this last time. So I was like, why do you have bangs if you're not going to wear them?
Yeah, I know. You're just wasting them.
Yeah, so got bangs.
So
did you see, remember how before we recorded last episode, I was like, you look so pretty. Remember?
Yeah. I didn't think so, but yeah.
I'm not the only one. Did you see the Patreon comments?
No.
There's quite a few that's like, wow, Pat, you look so freaking beautiful.
Liars. Fucking liars.
No, I knew really? It. She looks gorgeous.
Wow. Thanks, guys. We didn't do a like a snippet for that one yet, so I haven't seen like how it looks. Like I haven't watched, you know, I don't go back and watch the episodes. So yeah. When we get a snippet, I'll be able to see what I looked like.
Yeah, you look really pretty.
Thank
that
you.
That color you wore looks really good on you. I'm just going to move the camera real quick because look.
Oh, okay. I tripped it. Nice.
Yeah, it's my doing.
So I was going to talk about our weekend. That's too much that way.
This one?
Yeah. Okay. Nope, stop. Okay, go a little more back the other way. You guys are getting a treat.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, it's there. That's gentle.
Good. Yeah, yeah. Okay, sensitive.
Yeah, there you go.
It's really gentle.
Gently sensitive. Oh, okay.
Should we talk about our weekend?
Yeah.
So, Friday night. Was it Friday night? Saturday night. Because we recorded a day.
Yep.
Late. The night that she thinks I was so cute.
She was beautiful.
We went out.
You guys, what the fuck? We went out.
We kind of went out. It was just enough for us.
It was perfect.
Yeah. So we didn't go out for a long time and we didn't like drink or get crazy or anything. We didn't feel good. But my friend Neff, the Pharaoh, was having a 10-year anniversary celebration for his like album. And he was performing it with a live band, which was really cool.
That was hella cool.
Yeah.
It sounded great.
It was on our side of the bay. So I was like, let's just go over there because, you know, I want to support. And yeah, it was nice. We made it there in time to see a lot of songs, see ROD perform. It was all ages, so we brought Bunny with us.
That was
randomly
fun.
Yeah, that wasn't planned. So that was fun and we had a good time.
Yeah,
and we were in bed by a decent hour.
Yeah, I was in bed by, well, I'm lying, we were home by 1:32.
Yeah,
because you know, of course,
oh well, where did y'all go?
We had to stop and get full throttles, and nowhere had full throttles.
Oh.
So it was like, you know.
I was going to say, I didn't take that long to get home. Mark, I woke up the next day and I saw that he hit me like, did y'all make it home? First of all, don't play dumb. Like, you don't have Bunny's location. You know, we made it home. But also.
He's like, I want to hear it from you.
Yeah, I was asleep. But whatever time it was that he texted, probably when you guys got here, I was already knocked out.
Were you?
Yeah, yeah.
Good
I went
girl.
Home and went right to sleep.
Lucky.
I had kind of a headache like all that day.
Yeah.
And then I just drank water that night. I didn't have no Red Bull or alcohol or anything. So I just took my ass to bed. But the venue was really cute.
Hella cute.
We're going to look into possibly getting that space for an event.
Definitely.
Because I really like the location. She does too.
Love.
Yeah, so that was Saturday. Then Sunday, as if my social battery wasn't already drained enough, we didn't plan that very well.
No, well, I thought to myself Sunday morning, had I known, you know, because you had forgot about it. You didn't remember until Saturday morning.
Right.
And but I had already fucking, you know,
planned for Sunday. Yes. And then I didn't think about Sunday that day. Yeah.
We would have been doing it next weekend.
Yeah. Just yeah, because. I get like a, and I know you probably do too, like a hangover from being social like the next day.
My battery is not big enough to accommodate
back-to-back events. No. So the next day I woke up and I had a bad attitude and I was like,
yes.
I think I texted you at some point, 12:30 or something, and you told me the time. And I was like, really? Like, you would tell me that now? Like, I have an hour and a half to prepare.
I just woke up, dude.
I figured, because I didn't hear from you till then.
Yes.
But whatever. We pulled it together. We ended up celebrating, because we were planning to celebrate her birthday that Sunday. So, take it away.
Perimenopause style. That's how I wanted to do something we don't normally do.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so it was like we were either going to go axe throwing, we were about to go to a rage room or an escape room. And I was like, let's do the escape room.
I was really happy with this decision. Axe throwing would have probably been fun.
I felt like it would have been
the rage room. I wasn't in the mood for.
I didn't have enough energy to beat shit up.
Yeah, that's probably why. I didn't want to do that. I was like, I really hope that's not what she chose.
Yeah. No.
But I had never did an escape room, and I didn't even know what consisted of. Like, for some reason, up until we almost finished, I thought that we get through one area and then get through another area and then like multiple rooms. I didn't know it was just dedicated to one room.
Right.
But it was really fun.
So I guess at different places, there are like
more space,
three rooms, you know,
that you go through. I was thinking it was like a course, like an obstacle course kind of setup.
I will say, The room we did, it was like Escape the 80s or something. You're stuck in a teenage...
It was an 80s bedroom. Yeah, teenager bedroom.
Right? Or something. So I really loved that. I feel like maybe it could have been decorated a little better. They could have...
Everything was really dirty. And I'm like,
it's like
why
they got
is
it out
that?
Of a dumpster behind the
this
thrift
store. This is an 80s trailer. This isn't a fucking 80s
Not even
bedroom.
A trailer,
this
bitch.
Is like, yeah, like why was everything so, like the Care Bear?
The jackets were filthy.
The jackets were so dirty, they felt greasy to touch. Oh. And then they had a Care Bear on the bed that was cute, and Peas like wanted to hold it. And I was like,
You're like,
it
no, was, hepatitis, Santana.
It was supposed to be pink, but it was like, brown,
dusty,
like
rose.
It was really fucking dirty. So I didn't get that. Like, how is that nostalgic? You could have got like vintage or used clean stuff, you know?
Right.
Like, why was everything so fucking dirty?
Nobody that works here got a washing machine. Take the fucking jackets home.
Yeah, it was weird.
The poor Alf was
he was
so
dirty.
Matted. He was like sticky, greasy clumps. I didn't fucking... And I'm like, what are people in there doing before they're touching? Like,
anyway.
That part bothered me. But it was fucking... And it turned out, you know, it was like the hardest room.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And of course, I'm like, we're doing that. We've never done it before. That's the one we're doing.
Thank God your mother was with us. Thank God, because I think she got us further than we would have been without her.
She's done like 7 escape rooms.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, maybe that. Yeah.
So she plus.
She's smart.
She's very smart.
Yeah.
We had 10 people in our room. We kind of did adults, and then we put the kids in their own room. But we got there late, of course. Me, we're late. But I wasn't the only one, so that was great. So normally you get an hour to do it. We were given 40 minutes. And the worker said...
Maybe if we had the whole hour, we
would have... The worker said you guys would have finished had you had the other 20 minutes.
Yeah.
But I feel like everyone helped. Everyone participated. Nobody tried to be the boss.
No.
No, you know, like... I had a lot of fun. I really want to do it again.
Yeah.
I would like to try a different location.
Yeah.
And do it again.
That would be fun.
It's
a little pricey.
Yeah.
For what it was.
Especially 40 minutes. We basically paid $1 a minute.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah. Just for what it was. That
I feel
setup,
like it should
like,
have been no more than like $27. Like if that.
Yeah, max.
No more.
Because like the overhead to run that place and like the effort that was put into that room, I feel like I could have done a better job.
What bothered me was when I was looking online, you have to make reservations, right? And the room, there's four rooms at this location, and they basically run 15 minutes apart from each other. You know what I mean? So one starts 15 minutes later, another one, you know, and they just keep rotating until like 9 o'clock, okay, on a Sunday. Granted, we were 15 minutes late. However, 20. However, I looked at the online when I was booking. There were no other reservations for the rest of the day.
Because they were going to leave after that.
So they could have. I would have tipped them.
They wanted to go home. I get it.
I get it. I'm saying, well, you could have gave us fucking the 20 minutes. But it was hella fun. I do want to do it again, maybe at a different location. Maybe that has like a multi-room.
Yeah.
It was really fun.
Yeah, it was cute.
Yeah.
So we did that, picked up some books on menopause.
Yeah, we did.
And went and had food, and it was a nice day.
It was. Cheesecake was a little nightmarish, though, toward the fucking end. Oh my God.
I said you probably shouldn't go to restaurants, like, unless you know what you like. Like, remember the Italian place? No, I'm not talking about the food.
I'm talking everything. Taking so long. And then to get the check back, oh my God. Mark had to get up and go find.
There was a lot of confusion.
They were, training new servers too on a Sunday. So you know the one that was short hair that was shadowing her when she came up? She was training. That's what she told me.
Oh.
Yeah. She was frustrated.
Well, that's not who handled our bill. Like, our bill was wrong.
It was a lot.
There was a lot going on. So, yeah, that part was a little frustrating, but whatever. We got it. We got it done.
It was really nice. It was very, no pressure. You know, very relaxing.
Yeah.
It was nice.
Yeah, that was cool. And that concluded our weekend.
Yep.
I was able to get home a little later than I thought, but I was able to get Peas in the bath, and I had to braid her hair that night and do her beads and everything all over again in time for her bedtime. But we got it done.
Did you?
And, yeah. And she went to bed at a reasonable time, and we didn't have no problems with her Monday morning. So it was good.
Good.
Yeah.
She had a good day at school yesterday? Like,
yeah, yesterday and today was good. Good. No issues in the morning. I'd be so on edge when I wake her up because she's not a morning person. She's never been a morning person. She's
never birthed a morning person.
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. And so I'm like, are we going to have a meltdown or is it going to be smooth? You never know. Right. But it's been okay. Yeah, good. No issues. She did come home from school today with somebody else's jacket on.
Nice.
And I didn't realize it until I was getting her out the car. And then I saw hers in her backpack. And I was like, wait a minute. Then whose do you have on? And there's a name inside of it, no. But I can't read it. So, like, I got to make sure I rush that back in there in the morning. Like, I have someone's jacket.
That is fucking great.
I don't know how that happened.
Oh my gosh, it's not going to be the first.
Yeah.
I mean, the last thing she actually...
It looks the same, but it's not hers. Yeah, hers was in her fucking backpack.
Aww.
Yeah, but she's doing good and telling me about her day. She really loves her teacher, and yeah, she likes it, so
that makes me happy.
Yeah.
Very happy. Sorry. Taking me 62 fucking years to do this. So I just want to share with you. Listen, aren't you guys happy we didn't open the show with a fucking 30-minute segment?
With the complaint? Yeah.
I do have a list. It's a game. It's called What's Responsible for This? ADHD or Perimenopause? Because the brain fog is crazy. But then, you know, there's constant chaos.
Why are we getting back on this?
Because the shit that I've done this week is crazy. I'm not I'm not upset or, you know, some of it's funny. It says things I've done this week. Went to bed at 6 a.m. because I couldn't sleep after waking up that morning at 7 a.m. Multiple times in the last 5 days, I've had to wash my hair twice. After getting out of the shower.
Sweating.
Yes, not like wash it twice in the shower. I mean, get out, go to blow dry, take my ass right back in and wash it.
One of those was a product was responsible, though.
Oh, that's besides that one.
Yeah.
So a third time, I fucking called myself trying a new product to make my hair fuller. And all it did was give it oil everywhere. It did not work for me. Let's see. I've gotten the same products 3 different times from the store.
Not knowing that you already got it. I hate when I do that.
When I say I have 40. I need to go through the products in this house. Like, I'm talking hair, body,
bath. I need some shit. So good. Oh. I need hairspray and I need dry shampoo. So if you have either of those to spare, I'll take them.
I do. I got you.
I hate when I fucking do that. I've done that with shampoo. I've done that with spaghetti sauce. Like, and come home, like, I already had 3. Like, I already had 2 or 3. Now I have 2 or 3 more. Like, oh my God. It's the most angering shit when that happens. I got to just remember to use a list.
It
only happens when I don't use a list.
I be telling myself the only time I use a list is for Carolyn's stuff, and that's because she texts me a list. Yeah, you know,
you gotta start making a list
because it's out of control. Like, I easily have at least 30, 40 things that need to be gotten rid of.
You don't have
There's
the
no
space.
Room. There's
you don't have the space.
No
for
more.
That. No.
If you walk around this house, there's 2 grocery store plastic bags on the table with products. Them is new ones. There's 2 on my bedroom door.
Bags?
Yes. Because everywhere is full.
I need to come and organize also.
It's bad.
I haven't forgot about that. You need to pick a day for me to come and do that.
Okay. I shouldn't be allowed to buy stuff. I shouldn't have money. I ordered a pet vacuum.
Did it come?
It's not a vacuum to do the floors. It's not that. Or to do the furniture. It's to vacuum your pets.
Yeah.
They hate it.
They won't sit still for it. Is it too noisy?
Yes.
Because I like the idea.
Yeah, because it was really cool. It was like, you know, instead of having to sit and brush fucking 13 animals, I'm lying 11. Instead of having to brush them, you get to vacuum them.
Yeah.
Sucks up.
It's loose hair.
Mm-hmm. Any dander they have on their fur. And then there's 6 different attachments where you can give them fucking haircuts. I could give them mohawks if I wanted. And it's claimed to be quieter than a blow dryer.
But it's not.
No. And what's fucked up is I blow dry them after I bathe them. And they're all right. You know, it's not their favorite, but they don't, like, freak out.
Yeah.
The vacuum freaks them out.
I wonder if you try to, like, run it around them so they'll get used to the noise first.
It's a good idea.
And then reintroduce it. Try that.
I'm going to try that because I really loved that idea. I feel like it would make it so much easier.
Yeah.
You know, than trying to. Oh my God. I feel like it would have been a really good idea.
Yeah.
I've also had 3 nervous breakdowns when getting dressed, as well as realized yesterday after being gone all day out the house. I texted her a photo. I said, look what I just noticed. I had on 2 different shoes and noticed at like 6 o'clock at night.
She she went to get her eyelashes done and like ran other errands. And I was like, I know Priscilla was like, oh, she's trying to be cute today. Like, she's fucking getting worse and worse. Like,
dude, what was
she probably thought you were trying to be hip or like girl. Young or something. Or like, what did imagine fuck, what she thought.
Or drunk.
Yeah, other people thought you were drunk for
probably.
Sure.
Probably.
For sure. In the store and
they
shit.
They don't know me. Absolutely. Yeah,
they were for sure like, she's fucking wasted.
Yeah, one of them was nude with like some silver, and the other one was like black and nude. I mean, how I didn't notice.
Yeah, did they feel the same?
Yep.
God, you need some help.
It's been a chaos.
Yeah.
In my brain this week.
Too much.
Yeah.
Yesterday I noticed on Instagram, when your icon is up, like for your story posts, and there's a row of story, you know, everyone that has posted a story at the top of your page when you look, the show page had a Palestinian flag added to the little circle. And I was like, what is that? And so just out of curiosity, like no one else had anything. No, right. No one else that I follow had anything else. No other little emojis on their thing. And I'm like, who did that and how? And so out of curiosity, I logged into the show page and I looked at my page, and my profile had it up on that same, you know, like story right. post lineup. No one else that we follow from that page had any thing added like that. Nope. So I was like, what the fuck is this? So I went into edit profile to see if it was added anywhere there, if there was any coding, anything like that.
Snuck and did it.
It wasn't. And mm-mm. So I proceeded to like search on Google, all that shit. Finally went into ChatGPT, attached a screenshot, which was really helpful, and they confirmed, like, no, Instagram added this. Sometimes they'll add these, like, if a campaign is going on or, you know, whatever. They didn't really have any explanation. They gave me, like, 5 different ways to try and remove it, even logging out, logging back in, updating the app, mm-hmm. Changing the profile pic, like, deleting the current one, re-uploading a profile pic. Nothing would fucking get rid of it.
It's still there.
So what I did was I went into help, report a problem uh-huh. in the settings, mm-hmm. and I sent them a message on our page and on my page. You know, this has been added. We did not add this. We mm-hmm. don't want this on there. Can you remove it? Because I feel like we're being shadow banned because of it. And it was also like it was added,
very intentional.
It was added without our permission. Yeah. And just like, don't fucking add anything to our shit nothing. Without permission. So I woke up today and they're gone.
Good.
But I went through so many steps yesterday yeah. trying to get rid of them, and they would not fucking go away. It wasn't like if you click on our page, you wouldn't see it. You would only see it in the row of people that have posted stories, you know, so the little icons up there.
Yeah.
But like, get it off. Like, we didn't add that. And I know it's almost like you're trying to target us or something. I don't like that. Get it the fuck off.
Right. You guys know our stance on that. However, right. we know from just posting on our stories and things that
we've had to stop on our show page.
When yeah. I say dramatically shadow banned,
we would get like
thousands,
60 story views.
Yes.
60 from in a 24 hour period. Like that makes 60. No fucking sense. So yeah. We don't need anything else adding to that, you know? And it's just like, it just seemed really like intentional and like to do some harm
yes.
to our page.
Yes.
I don't like that at all. So.
No, and I just, how do they get away with like going in and altering your stuff?
Well, they've done that to other like pages in the past. Remember when people would put that flag emoji in their bio? There would be like a phrase in Arabic or something next to it that was added not by them.
Yeah, yeah.
And it translated to like praise Allah or something. And when Instagram was confronted about it, they said, oh, sorry, it was just a glitch. What?
I like.
Oh, that's just a glitch. How really? These
glitches started after
with no explanation. They just play dumb.
You know.
Yeah.
After the genocide, for lack of a better word, you know, like
yeah,
these glitches weren't happening. Just
no.
It's really fucking.
So that was the I'm first thing I thought of, you know, is like they're adding shit to people's pages again, like to make them fucking targeted somehow.
My first thought, you know, when I texted you was like, fucking, this is a target. Yeah. Like, you know, fucking.
So, you know, tell us if you see it again on please. Our fucking page. I just happened to notice it. I don't know how long it's been there or what, because we had to stop posting shit like on our business page. And I haven't really posted anything about it on my page either lately.
I don't post it all on my personal page.
Yeah, I don't know. I checked your, well, yeah, you didn't post any stories on your page. So I couldn't see if you had it. You might have it.
Yeah, it's been about a year since I posted. That's why I didn't notice that the show page had it, you know? Yeah. But I noticed you had it. I thought you did that.
No.
That's so crazy.
I don't even know how you would do that because it's not added to your photo. It's added to the ring around it. So like
How would you?
You can't. That's not an option. So that's what made it really obvious that they did it because that's not even an option to edit that.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was fucking weird.
Jesus.
Speaking of fucking weird, this Emmanuel Haro baby, it just gets worse and fucking worse. Like, I think we mentioned it. Was it on a Patreon?
I mean, we knew it.
We mentioned it when this first came about and how it was fishy and everything. And now the story just gets worse and worse. They're in, Yucaipa.
Mm-hmm.
And,
which is like Riverside.
Yeah, it's in the IE. And, you know, I was like, as soon as I saw the videos and shit, I'm like, this bitch has no tears. You know, she's that's trying to muster up. That's always a dead
giveaway.
It's a tell. Always. It's such a tell. She had no fucking tears. The black eye she had was hella old. I just know that. Like, that was old as fuck. That wasn't a fresh black eye from the night before. And so, you know, it's like updates have been coming in every couple of days, just like about their behavior and shit not adding up and being caught in lies. And then the parents became arrested for this missing. If you don't know, Emmanuel is a 7-month-old baby is what they were saying. Recently, they're now saying that he might have been as old as 9 months.
Come on. I also read that they believe he had shaken baby syndrome.
Yeah.
Because if you look at newborn and like up till about 3-month-old photos,
his face was completely different. Yeah. Also, the father has a previous conviction for like child cruelty from beating, trigger warning, beating his almost, his 10-week-old daughter almost to death. And she's now like permanently damaged.
In a wheelchair.
In a wheelchair, has those eyes that and the shape of the face and everything that looks like you shaken baby.
Her entire existence forever. And that woman looked at him, found that out, and was like,
it's not a I'm deal gonna breaker.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
And we're gonna have another baby.
Yeah, we're gonna have a baby. I'm gonna trust you with
y'all
a baby.
Y'all belong in jail for that alone. Exactly. Forever.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
It's so disgusting. You know, their story was that she was in the parking lot. Somebody said hola, knocked her out. She woke up. She was saying she saw a bright white light. First of all, you don't see white when you get knocked out. I'm like listening to her tell this story and I'm like, there's so many flaws in what she's saying happened.
She went online, bitch, and was reading shit, trying to get her
just
story.
Just saying anything. Like, she claims that she got up, woke up, and the baby was gone. But then it starts coming out that, like, it was at a Big Five, the parking lot where a Big Five store was.
Yeah.
Employees gave statements that she was in there a few days prior asking if they had cameras and said that her car was broken into in the parking lot recently. So she wanted to know if they had cameras. Just like all this shit.
They were
busting
in other
them
stores
out.
Too, fucking asking about camera, you know, if there were cameras and, you know, same bullshit story.
Yeah, it's gross. They ended up being arrested. And then there was a search at their home. And then it was like camera footage of some random man going to the fucking house and taking something out of the house that looked like a binder, going in there and walking out with it. I watched the footage and it's like, you can't really tell what it is. It looks like a binder, but he just like a neighbor or something walks over, like somebody told him to do it is what it looks like. He goes in the house for a minute. He comes out with something like this one thing, like it wasn't a burglary. It was very intentional, direct in and out. Like somebody told you to go fucking get something out the house. What was it?
It didn't look like the baby's body, right?
No. But
I was reading they found blood.
They found blood. They took out floorboards. I believe it was confirmed that it was the baby's blood. Mm. Yeah, somebody had either footage or a statement that she was seen disposing of something. It's just all coming out slowly and it's really fucked up. And
did you see where you might be getting to this? He was leading the police.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll Yesterday, I think it was, or maybe the day before, the dad was in shackles and orange jumpsuit leading the police along the freeway in a, you know, deserted fucking area along the side of the highway. Like they're not going to just take him for no reason. He obviously said that they did it, but the mother is still sticking to her story.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very obvious, like they're separating them. I think they're moving him to another facility. But yeah, for him to be in shackles on the side of the highway with the police, like he told them that's where they put him.
For sure.
They still haven't found him, but
they haven't found him. And I also read that they believe the baby's been missing for much longer.
Yeah.
So if he was put out there, because he's yeah. so small.
And it was so long ago.
And there's animals.
The mother was at a funeral a little ways back. She had no baby. She had a black eye then. Like, you know.
She's just beating her ass all the
time. I have a feeling. Yeah. Some people were feeling bad for her.
I don't.
And they were like, maybe he's fucking her up too. So she's just like going. No.
Fuck
there's
no
excuse for that. I'm sorry. You could get away. You could fucking get help. You could. No.
I also feel like this, especially as a child of domestic violence, severe domestic violence. You had those children. You owe it to them to do everything to protect
them. You have one
them.
Fucking job.
I don't give a fuck.
As a parent, to keep your kids safe. Like, yep. One fucking job.
Don't have them. And let me say this. There are so many safe surrender spots. I don't give a shit if your child is fucking 9 years old and you decide you don't want them anymore. Do not
in California
harm them.
It's no questions asked. So I don't know if you know that, but you can go to any fire station, police station, hospital, or county building and surrender your baby, your child, whoever, if you feel overwhelmed and you can't take care of them. And it's no questions asked. You don't have to give an explanation. That way they're, you know, in safe hands and
yes.
they can be redirected or whatever. Like you don't need, there's no excuse to be harming
their
fucking
lives.
Kids. Like, and even if you want to accept physical abuse and whatever from a person as an adult, if you choose to deal with that, you don't get to make that choice for your kids.
No,
you don't get to expose them to that. I'm sorry.
No. No, I know the damage like never goes away. Just don't, you know,
that
it's
poor
so
baby.
Sad. That fucking poor baby, it's little short existence. She drunk?
The walls are coming down.
Somebody's going to the fire station. Someone's, I'll tell you that.
As soon as we're done.
But you know, that baby's
yeah.
tiny short existence was probably just marred with fucking nightmare.
It makes me so
existence.
Sad. Yeah.
Oh, my heart hurts so bad. You know, I think because I was reading shit about that,
mm-hmm.
you know, it starts suggesting other shit like that. So this reel pops up and it's this white lady and it's body cam footage from the police. I forget where it was, but it's a bunch of police and they enter this like town home and it's this white woman and her boyfriend and they had called because she was watching her friend's baby that, you know, she regularly watched while her friend worked. And I believe the baby was about 10 months old. Mm-hmm. Old enough to where she's crawling and pulling herself up on shit. But the woman called because she said she went to wake the baby up at 12:45 from her nap. Mm-hmm. And the baby wasn't breathing. The baby was still warm, right?
Yeah.
But she was already turning blue.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, trigger warning again. And so the boyfriend called 911, right? So paramedics get there. And then, you know, apparently when the woman watching the baby found the baby, right? Mm-hmm. But she panicked, ran next door to get her sister to come help. The boyfriend jumped into action, went to get the baby. The baby was asleep on its tummy, right? Mm-hmm. He turned the baby over, was like, fuck, called 911, and then started trying to do CPR, right? Paramedics get there. They're doing life-saving shit. They take the baby. The cops take the boyfriend and the woman watching the baby to the police station. While the police were there and, you know, they were waiting for the baby to be brought down and taken to the hospital, the baby's mother showed up because mm-hmm. the woman had called her. That was fucking hard to watch. So they take the baby to the hospital. They take those two to the police station. 30 minutes after arriving at the hospital, the baby doesn't make it. Okay. Mm. This poor fucking baby. They're interviewing. They split the man and woman up. They're interviewing them, right? Her story is she put the baby down for a nap at 10:30. Hella shit didn't make sense, though. And she's like, so I went downstairs to make lunch for the others. I guess she had a young toddler and then an older son. The boyfriend was there, whatever. She's like, I went down to make lunch for everybody. And then when I was done with that, I went to go get her up from her nap because her mom only wants her sleeping for an hour. If you put the baby down at 10:30 and it's 12:45, that's not an hour.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever. So the woman's hella shaking as she's talking, right? Mm-hmm. And she's like, I'm so sorry. I'm just nervous. And she's like, very much fucking, like, panicked. And mm-hmm. They get her story. It doesn't match the boyfriend's, right? She was saying that when she got the baby up from the nap, when she originally had the baby up, the baby sat with the boyfriend while he played video games. Well, the boyfriend's story was, I never saw the baby today. Like, I woke up after the baby had already went down for a nap. I didn't see the baby till I ran in and called 911, right? Mm-hmm. Long story short, the fucking woman, the woman's friend who watches her baby,
mm-hmm.
got frustrated because the baby was fussy. And I guess the baby had, you know, them like little small blankies that got a stuffed animal attached to them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the baby had one of those that had a pacifier as well. So the baby she puts the pacifier in the baby's mouth mm-hmm. and the baby's fussy. And she gets mad and she fucking presses and holds it on that baby. She goes, until the baby closed her eyes and I just figured she went to sleep. So I put her to bed. Girl,
people should lose their limbs, like, for crimes against kids. Like, you should be like, oh my god,
how dare you, bitch.
People should get creative. Like the punishment should be so severe.
Absolutely. Do not offer volunteer. I don't give a fuck how hard up you are for a dollar. Do not watch children if you do not have the patience of a saint, because it can be overwhelming if they're having a bad day and crying and they can't fucking speak. You know what I mean?
Oh my God.
That poor fucking mother. You think you're entrusting your baby to somebody you know and trust, and the woman.
Yeah.
That shit was fucked up. Fucked up.
Yesterday, I cooked and I ate real quick, and then I was in my room, and then Bunny came out and she was like in the middle of doing her nails, but she was taking a break. She made her plate and I was like, oh, do you want to join us? And so she comes in my room and she like signs into her YouTube or something so she could finish what she was watching. It was like a YouTube channel that only focuses on like child murder cases.
Oh God.
And it shows all
Baby Maria.
The camera, the footage from the interrogation rooms, the body cam footage, everything of each fucking case. So we proceed to sit there.
Were we
with
both
peas
getting child murder
and
content
watch
yesterday?
Child murder stories. I was just like dumbfounded. Like I cannot understand how a person gets to that point. Like, yeah, babies are, you know, everybody has a rough time at some point with babies. They can't communicate, or, you know, just having a bad day, getting frustrated with small kids, or, you know, whatever. I can't fathom the level of torture that is sometimes inflicted on kids. Like, there's no rehabilitation for something like that. I don't care if it's a psychotic break or whatever. That just means you're not cut out to live anymore. Yeah. If you have that kind of a break, we're not taking any more chances.
To harm an innocent baby that can't
fight
back,
or
a child.
A child, like you just, I'm sorry, if it's medical or whatever, you don't get to live anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. And you're going out in the worst way possible.
Yeah,
one of many reasons why I need to be president or like some type of ruler of somewhere, because I could not fucking believe it.
The harming of children is literally the worst thing you can do.
It's the biggest form of bullying that you can fucking do. It's such bully shit. It's like you're a bully times a million. You know what I mean? I already look at people that overly whoop their kids and shit like you're a fucking bully.
You know how I feel about motherfucking whoopings. I think that's fucked up. You hit your child to teach them a lesson.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And then you wonder why they grow up and they accept abuse or oh my God. Sorry.
Yeah, I was just saying like, I don't remember.
Abusing children.
People that overly... Oh, bullying. I was saying it was bullying. It's just like the ultimate form of bullying. But like to bully something you created, to bully your own baby, like any baby, but like your own... Like what the fuck? I'd be so confused. It just makes no sense to me at all. None. Yesterday's case was about a young woman. She's like in her early 20s in the military. And... unalived her daughter, her young daughter. And I don't know, but tortured her. Like,
so it wasn't just like a one-time
incident.
Oh my God.
It was like starvation. It was like locking in a closet. It was like, it was so bad. It was so fucking bad. And it was like another case where like the daughter hadn't been seen for like 7 months or something by anybody. So it actually happened way earlier than what she put on. She lied about a kidnapping too. It was very, you know, kind of similar to what's going on with this Emmanuel, but just so fucked up. So fucked
How
up.
How old
see.
Was the kid?
She was like 4 or something. 3 or 4. She How was could, little.
How would you do that shit, man?
I don't get it. I don't fucking get it. And she had family help. Like, her daughter was with her mother in another state for hella long. Like, you didn't have to go get her if that's what the fuck you were gonna do. Like,
yeah.
You should have left her where the fuck she was.
You know, I've mentioned it before, but when Naya was born, she was very colicky. I'm not exaggerating when I say she cried at least 16 hours a day. And I mean, the only time that baby did not cry is when I put her in a baby bath in the kitchen sink and I would turn the faucet on really low and let the water just hit her tummy. She would be okay.
Yeah.
Or she was sleeping. which wasn't for long periods, you know, like it wasn't like 5 hours at
that
a time.
That would be hard. Yeah.
It was so, and then I had postpartum. It was, I cried a lot. And, however, I never, ever, ever had thoughts of hurting her.
Right.
My worst thought was I would sit and like fantasize about dropping her at the fire station and think, I made a mistake. I can't do this. Like,
right.
I can't do this. And, you know, that went on for like 3 months until she was diagnosed with GERD, got on meds. After that, oh, my God, wonderful little baby.
Yeah.
You know, but that first 3 months was, oh, it was so fucking hard. But never one time did I want to inflict harm on that baby.
People are just wired differently. I don't get it. I don't get how you could have that in you to fucking do that. Like,
never.
It's too easy for you to just take the baby somewhere to somebody that'll care for it. Like, I don't know.
We were talking about somehow it popped up on both of our fucking our feeds. The woman mm-hmm. who was driving around.
Yeah.
And them wasn't, they were her niece and nephew.
Yeah.
And that shit was horrific. And again, you didn't even have to have them children.
No, they weren't even your responsibility. Like you, yeah.
You're oh really God. Deranged.
Yeah, people are sick.
Yeah.
They really are. And it's like from all walks of life. Like they don't have a yeah. look, you know, you can't gauge it. Like that's the scariest part is it be normal presenting people like that you would never fucking know.
Yeah. From like well off to poor, every color, you know, man, woman, like I've seen a, you know, cases involving like all, like you said, all walks of life.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy. I really hope they find out exactly, you know, what happened to that poor baby and they fucking go.
And give them the electric chair.
Release them in Gen Pop for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't relocate them anywhere.
No.
Like, yeah.
No protective custody. You fucking monsters.
No.
I'm telling you, the fucking shit my dad told me as a little kid. Every time I hear about harming of a child, that shit flashes in my head. And I don't know why my dad thought he should tell me that as a little kid, but I was like 9.
Mm-hmm.
He was in prison. I was talking to him, and he was like, guess what, Chrissy? The man 4 cells down, he was in there for raping his stepdaughter, who was like 8 years old.
God.
He said, he goes, guess what, Chrissy? The man who blah, blah, blah. They found him dead in his cell this morning. Someone killed him. And he had a pencil stabbed in each eye. I was like 9.
Like, thanks, Dad. I'm going to sleep really good knowing you're here tonight. Thank you, Dad. I love you. I hope they don't get
that
you.
Shit.
Like, what?
Fucking popped into my head.
4 doors down from my dad. We're going to go to sleep tonight, hoping they don't get him, too. Oh, my God. Don't tell a fucking child that.
Dude. Yeah, he was like, that's what happens to people that hurt kids here. And God. I was like.
Tell right. fucking Charlene. Tell Jimmy.
Tell grandma. Someone. What? You know, like
don't
I'm
tell your
so
fucking
little.
9-year-old. No.
Yes, I was so little. But that shit always runs through my head. Anytime I hear of like child harm is
yeah.
pencils in the eye.
Yeah, they shouldn't be protected at all.
No.
At all. I don't even understand the logic because you want an inmate so you could run up the bill because it's a for-profit establishment. Is that why you want to keep them alive? Why are you protecting them?
You know why.
Because you want money.
You want money. Also.
It always comes down to money.
And the same people that make these rules, these laws, are the same ones that fucking break them. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're not going to, in my opinion, I don't think you're going to make laws for, one, harsh sentences for crimes against children, especially SAs, if you're committing them, you know?
Yeah.
And then if, you know, you want to set a precedence just in case one day you ever go in there, you can get protective custody.
Probation. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. A spanking. It's fucking, fucking gross. Really fucking gross.
So I've been seeing on my feed a lot lately, my girl.
Which one?
And I'm kind of like, as I get older and the more I find out about her, I think part of growing up is realizing that Sylvia Brown might have been a kook.
Okay, so I'm so glad you said that because I've been thinking, and my Nona, you know Nona, loved her.
I loved her. I have, I don't know how many of her books on my shelf. I've read them all. I loved her. Okay, so let me rewind.
I loved her with Nona too.
In the 90s, I have cousins, some twin cousins. She would do conferences and shit here in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
One of them went to go see her with a friend, paid, bought the ticket, whatever, paid extra, whatever, to get a reading from her. What she told him turned out to be 100% true. The type of industry he would work in, where he would move away to, where he would live, all of that ended up being 100% true. So to me, that was
reconfirmed.
Yes. So to me, I was like, she's legit. Ever since then, I was like, sold. She's legit. I know this because she told him. I know someone personally, you know, that got a reading. It was legit. So I would like vouch, like she's not a fraud. Like, I don't know what it is, but lately clips have been circulating. And she, not only was she a little crass, nuts, crass and like very, rude.
Very.
It's beyond sassy. It's yes. Like, rude, not only, but she was
a little
fucking
high horsey,
but she was wrong.
Hello.
And not a little wrong. It was like big wrong. Big wrong. Like, I just watched a clip yesterday.
I loved how her voice was hella deep.
And she's talking to this lady in the audience or whatever. And so the lady's like, we're having paranormal activity. You know, we need it to stop in our home. We might have to move, like it's a problem, whatever. I'm like paraphrasing, but she's like, you know, this is who it is. And she gives this name of a man and a woman. And she goes, you need to research who owned the home before you. And the lady goes, the house is only 10 years old. And she goes, the land. And gets an attitude because she, you know, and so
she's
the
like,
lady's
you're
like,
not going to prove me wrong.
Oh, okay. And she goes, you know, what do you think? How, you know, think about how many people have died and like how much land we have. So it's guaranteed someone's died everywhere you step, basically. Like,
shut up.
Trying to make up for the fact that she just made a mistake. And so mm-hmm. she's like, you need to find out. And it was kind of like a farmhouse. And it was back when Native Americans were roaming around.
Because there's blah, blah, blah. No more.
Oh my God. So she starts really storytelling. And I'm just like,
really overdoing it to cover.
Bitch, yeah, you just got fucking, what?
She's deflecting.
So she's doing that shit. And then, you know, she was famously wrong in the Amanda Berry case.
Uh-oh, what's that?
Amanda Berry, you know, sometimes law enforcement would call on Sylvia to help them with cases to try to find missing people. Amanda Berry was a young lady that went missing. And Sylvia talked to her fucking mother and was like, she's dead. I'm sorry. She's dead. Went as far as
motherfucker, I remember.
Describes the person that killed her. Yeah. Describes the manner in which she died. Like, you know, really plays it up. Like, really tells this gruesome fucking story. And then the daughter's found a couple years later. That wasn't the only one. She was also
how
hugely
fucking harmful,
hugely fucking wrong with Sean Hornbeck.
I don't like that charlatan shit. I don't like I don't like the con. And, you know, there's a few on TV that I've seen in the last couple years that you can tell are just they ask them leading questions, you mm-hmm. know, And it's literally a 50-50 chance you're going to be right on some of them. So,
but she was so specific with her shit. It's almost insulting because
she started
like,
believing.
People are vague. You know, if somebody's not legit, they're going to be very vague. She was so weirdly specific
very
with everything.
Very confident.
Yeah, arrogant.
Almost, yes.
Arrogant is yes. what she was. And I'm like, damn, bitch. Like, I think you can't be fucking her, doing that.
Her part of her act, you know, like... people will believe it if you not only are confident but fucking arrogant.
Matter
like,
of fact,
how dare you fucking
matter,
question
how dare you
me.
Question me and be so matter of fact in your fucking storytelling? But yeah, this Sean, look them up. Same thing, told the family, described who fucking did what. They're dead. You know all this. No, they pop up like. Stop.
So did she say anything about being wrong in both of those?
I don't know. I don't know if she acknowledged it. She was such an asshole. I don't know if she ever took any accountability, like, for being wrong in that way.
I'm curious.
I know when she passed away, I was like, fuck, I was going to get a reading from her because she was still living in the Bay Area. I think she lived in Campbell or somewhere. Mm. And I was going to get a reading from her. She passed away. And I was like, fuck. Because they were still kind of reasonably priced. And then her son had continued. He took over her legacy. He's been doing readings. I don't know if he still does, but at the time he did. And his pricing was a little bit cheaper than hers.
Their psychic
and
abilities are genetic.
I was like, maybe I could go through him. But then I didn't because I never heard of him. So I was like, I don't, you know, her I heard of. I know someone that went to her.
Right.
Him, I didn't know anybody. So I was like, forget it. So I just, you know, proceeded to read all her books, and she has this one about the afterlife, and it just makes it sound so real and so
really
okay. So much so that before my grandma passed away, I bought the book for her and I had her fucking read it. Mm-hmm. It's like Visits from the Afterlife or something. And I still have it. And it just makes you really feel okay about passing yeah. away. Yes. Yes, it really.
Well, she describes where you go.
Everything, every step of it. And so it really felt okay. You know, it makes you kind of comfortable with going. Now I'm just like, bitch, you got me fucked up. I'm seeing all this shit. Like, what?
You fucking bitch. That's
Is that
so
part of growing
mean.
Up? You realize she was just nuts the whole time? There needs to be a documentary
about
her.
It was mental
her.
Illness.
I need a documentary. Montel, I'm mad at you too.
Hey, you fucker, Montel.
You co-signed. You're like, you're the one that gave her the platform.
You introduced her
and
to everybody.
And kept her coming all the time. Like, you had her on your show a million times. You
were
fucking
besties.
Yes. And he co-signed. I'm mad at him too.
I remember after a while, I started getting mad. Because she started being on Montel so much that I didn't get to see paternity tests anymore. Or fucking
teen thugs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to see promiscuous teen girls.
Yes, not Sylvia.
I was a teen girl back then, thank you.
Yeah.
But fucking, you know, and I didn't want to hear Sylvia talk about fucking the afterlife anymore. You know, like, yeah. And you know what's funny is about, oh, God. Like, within the last 2 years, clips were coming up of her.
Mm-hmm.
And I just was like, what the fuck?
Very disappointing.
Hey, that was known as fucking...
That was my girl. That was my fucking girl. I loved her nails, her hair, her makeup, her outfits, everything about her. She looked like she smelled like good perfume. I just, that was my
White
girl.
White Diamonds
I'm
by
like,
fucking
bitch,
Elizabeth
no,
Taylor.
No, bitch.
That's what she
good,
looks like.
Good perfume. No, good perfume. Looks. I'm like, damn, like, what the fuck? Yeah, what a disappointment.
Yeah, them poor fucking families, though.
Yeah.
Imagine
For
your
real.
Baby, your fucking kids missing, your child, and this world-renowned psychic, you know, who's, like, revered by a lot of people, tells you. Your child is dead. You grieve them. You mourn them. What if they had a service or a memorial? Bitch, they show up 3 years later like, I was sick of your shit, mom.
I'm alive.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up.
Holy shit.
Do a documentary about her, please.
Yeah.
Please, please.
Because
I need to know. I need a deep dive into her life, how she got started. I want to know it all.
Yeah. I would watch the shit out of that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see if she ever fucking addressed her being so wrong about.
Yeah, who knows? I've seen some other posts going around that made me realize an extraordinary, how did they word it? An extraordinary man, what people consider a great extraordinary man, is just an average woman.
Yep.
And I thought about it and I was like, you know, pleasant, decent attitude, does laundry, cooks, cleans, whatever. All this shit we're so shocked for men to do. Women do naturally, like we're expected to do it. We that's a regular day for us. What do you mean? What? Girl, your man fucking drops the kids off and picks them. It'd be like fucking, like the bar is low. Like, what? Like, yeah. This is regular shit that we do on a day to day. But if a man does, and I'm guilty of it too. Damn, he cooks every night. Damn, like, wow, he takes the kids to do this or do that. Or he folds clothes. He puts them away. That's a average regular. That's like a teenage girl. Like that's any girl is doing that.
Yes.
The time they're old enough to fucking do it, they're doing it.
Yeah. Hello, fucking. When we're talking about shit, like over the years of doing the show, and I try to bring up Mark, you're like, you can't bring him up because fucking he's not a regular guy. And I'm like, it should be like that, though, you know?
Yeah.
It really should.
Fucking patriarchy. It's just not. It's not. And men are given so much fucking credit for doing this shit that we do every day. Like,
yes, you know, you're 1,000% right. And, you know, I've mentioned before, like the first 14 years, you know, we were together, I did the whole stay-at-home mom. Cooked, cleaned,
packed. The first 14 years?
Yeah.
You cooked and cleaned in the first 14 years that you were together?
Yeah.
The first 14 years.
Of Mark and I being together?
Yes.
We've been together.
That long?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think it went on that long. That's why I'm like, you're over here mixing up your years.
I thought I was saying a fucking different number. You know, I say shit earlier. Yeah. I was saying shit.
I'm like, up until high school, you're telling me you cooked and cleaned every day and everything.
Yes. I cooked, cleaned, packed lunches, fucking everything. Doctor's appointments, everything, right? Well, we started the show. I took steps back. The girls are old enough to clean. Yeah. Mark fucking knows how to cook, you know? And for like the last 6 years, it's been like that. 7 years, it's been like that. And I forget who I was talking to, but someone said, don't you feel bad? Why would I feel bad? We're a fucking team.
And what if you didn't exist? He'd still be doing that shit. Like he would be doing, it's his household also. Like yes. He would be doing that.
Yes. He's a good man, but it's just another reminder that that different standards for men and women. And you're right. Like a basic, you know, a great man isn't. Hello.
Yeah.
An everyday woman.
It just changed my perspective because I'm like, yeah, like I'm guilty of it, of being floored when a man fucking, I don't know, an example of something with kids, like fucking, I don't know.
Changes diapers and feeds them. And
yeah. And you know, doesn't ask for any help and goes,
knows where for the clothes
day.
Are.
Yeah. Leaves for the day. Knows where to put the clothes back. Shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, yeah, it shouldn't be like that. It shouldn't at all.
There are women I know whose husband and they have more than 3 children. Okay. Their husbands have never changed a diaper.
Yeah.
Have never woke up in the middle of the night with the baby.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me.
It is.
It's your baby too.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Along the same lines, I saw this post this woman made. She was like, I finally got on the Tea app, y'all, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, I just need to clarify something. a lot of y'all are out here thinking women only date for money. Let me tell you, after being on that app, women need to raise their standards, because there's women dating men and posting their mugshots. There is women dating dudes that have 12 kids and are not working. There, you know, she was like, the whole narrative that women are gold digger, just seeking well-off men, that app definitely proves otherwise.
Yeah, that's true. I think we need to raise the bar a little bit. Because when you think about it, you'd be better off just dating a woman if you want equality in your household and you want, you know what I mean? Like,
I read an article recently that a lot of women are choosing, you know, after divorcing, are choosing to pair up and buy homes together. Like, best friends are buying homes together and choosing to raise their children together instead of marrying somebody else and trying again, you know? And I thought that was cool. I was like, look at baby golden girls.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
I mean,
yeah. It's just like, I feel like they've been sliding on shit for way too long, and it's time to make them step it up.
The you know, I think back to some of the shit, my God, that I accepted in my life from boyfriends.
Yeah.
And that's, the shit is wild.
Just, it's a good thing that you didn't really date as an adult. At least that's an excuse. You dated as a kid.
Yeah.
Like a very young adult. You know, if you dated and had those kind of experiences as a seasoned adult, that would be embarrassing. That would be a fucking problem. You know, I've had some interesting people, but they definitely carried their fucking weight and fucking cleaned, cooked, laundry. Like they definitely, even the worst of the worst, they all did their part too.
You're right.
So at least I can say that. Like, I make sure that there's no, you know, roles as, you know, or expectations on me more so than them. Like, just moving forward, make sure you guys are pairing up with people that are carrying their part of the load. Like, them days are over with. Fucking women work jobs now. Like, we're not working jobs and taking care of the fucking house by ourselves. Like, we're just, that needs to be done away with completely.
No, I feel like it needs to be fucking 100% equal.
Yeah.
Or resentment will build.
Yeah,
it will. It trust me, it ain't gonna last unless, I don't know, you eat your feelings and, you know, whatever. But and I feel like everybody is worthy of a partner, you know, that matches.
Yeah, I think it just says a lot about what they think of you.
Yes.
Without saying it. And I don't care if you were raised that way or that's what house kind of household you grew up in or what. I don't give a fuck. Like, we're adults. We've evolved. And, you know, it's not like that anymore. Like, you just, you know, if you love and respect somebody, you should want to carry your part of the fucking load also.
Right. The days of one working, the other one fucking staying home and raising five kids are over. Hello, people can't even afford to pay bills unless there's fucking two incomes most of the time.
Also, taking care of kids is often a harder job than going to a job.
Fuck yes.
That needs to be acknowledged also. Like, there were times where I couldn't wait to go back to work after having kids. Like, you know, because that was an easier job than being home with the fucking kids.
Yes.
And I think the men that like, spend some time doing those roles, understand that.
Yes.
It's the ones that never do it that have this false idea that it's somehow easier or you're, like, laying on your ass
watching
or something.
Soaps all day.
No, yeah, that's not even possible with kids unless you want them to fucking hurt themselves or go out the front door, like.
Or burn the fucking house down,
yeah,
you know?
That's not how it goes. It's a constant 24-hour fucking job. At least at a job, you get breaks. You know? Like,
I went back to work. I had Stevie. I started working a part-time job, cocktail serving, just three nights a week from, like, 3 to 10:30. because I needed to.
Yeah.
I was going crazy.
For sure.
It was,
and it was a relief, like, to go back to work.
Yep. And those nights, Mark bathed the kids, fed them, put them to bed. And then throughout that night, he was the one that got up with Stevie. So I needed to go to work, though, because I literally felt, I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I need to it's see adults.
Yeah, exactly. That's important.
Yes. I loved them, but socializing with only people this big, oh, no.
Yeah, I'd be needing a fucking break badly.
Yeah, you text
me. And it's hard because Pease is so fucking attached to me right now. Like, she don't be wanting to go to her dad. She loves her dad.
Yes.
She wants to FaceTime him all hours of the night and shit.
Talks about him all the time.
Yeah, she loves him to death, but it's like, she don't be wanting to leave. She'll be like, are you coming with? Girl, no. Like, go over there and hang out. Go see your people. Like,
she's like, you need a husband. Come with me to daddy's. Oh my God,
right. What the fuck? Give me a break, please. And it ain't just her. It's like them older kids, too. Get the fuck away from me for a little while.
I know. I've been.
They've been driving me fucking nuts.
I think we did too good of a job. They like us.
It's, yeah.
They like us.
Yeah. But I'm starting to question how much I've let them get away with, because yeah, that's becoming a problem, like to a fault. You know what I mean? And I don't.
Yeah.
I needed to hurry up and try to fix that because, I'm not going to be here forever. And so they need to be self-sufficient, self-reliant. Yes. I need to know that you're going to survive when I'm not here. And right now, they wouldn't.
I tell Naya that.
They would not.
Agree.
So, like, you know, we need to step it up in that department a little bit.
Yeah, I often, like, when I'm in my head and shit, think that maybe I've overcompensated too much for...
Definitely.
...what I didn't get. And I just recently had to tell Naya, like, I need you to be able to survive if I die tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Like,
without depending on anybody else.
Yes. Yeah. I need you to be self-sufficient mm-hmm. and be able to survive. Like, we got to get it together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's just hard, too, because I'm such a hustler and have been my entire fucking life. Like,
yeah.
From like 9 years old. So it's like, I expect to see that in my kids and I don't. None of them have it.
Differently.
None of them fucking have it. Like, no. Can one of y'all pull it together? Like, it's crazy. They and never, I'm just like, I'm going to have to be worry. Mean. No, but like, and I like being in the position that I could do for them, but for like, sure. It's stunting them. It's hindering them.
We
like,
drive them to the fucking, to an, a remote area and just drop them off and say,
what's that show called? Home. What is that survival show called? We need to do that. Urban Survivor.
Yes.
Like, yeah, we need to do that.
We have a body cam so we can make sure they're all right.
But not you guys, even. You could have my number, but like, I'm not, no, figure it the fuck out. I need a
drone
out.
View footage at least no. every hour or something nope. to know.
I'll just see your location on the iPhone. That's it. Figure it the fuck out.
I agree though. Yeah. A grit.
They need it.
But we had so much of it because we had no choice.
I get that. And you know, we've tried to make up for that, but now we've made a group of people that I don't think would make it. Even Stevie, who I think is the most independent, I don't think she would last long. I don't think any of them would. I don't have confidence in not one of them, not none of my four, not none of your two, none. So that's a problem. That's really a problem.
They better all fucking team up and figure it out together.
Together? Like, yeah.
That's how they're going to survive. Yeah. They have to fucking stay in a group. It's going to be group survival.
Yeah.
I think they'll get it. I'm not.
I don't.
I mean, of course, I'm not going to sit back and fucking just hope, you know, but I think they will.
I was talking to Mark before we started and it was kind of like about parenting and stuff. And I was like, I just need to start giving ultimatums and like fucking, you know, toughening up with them because yeah.
Yeah.
It's too much free floating through the world, fucking mom will figure it out, I guess. The girl, like, I don't. Mm-mm.
Some of the girls got friends who's are, you know, about to be 18 in a couple months, and their parents have told them,
you have to get out.
If you fucking don't have your life figured out and a plan and are working a full-time job, you move out on your 18th birthday. And I'm like, oh my God.
I had a cousin that had to do that, and it was devastating. And I remember thinking, your dad is so fucked up. Your dad is so mean. That's so awful. But that person is so fucking successful right now that I'm like, maybe your dad knew what the fuck he was doing. Like, it's crazy. It was on graduation day, I think.
Are they our age?
It was either like 1 year older. It was like either on their birthday or on graduation day. I think it was on graduation day. God. Had a box and was like, pack your shit up. That's it. And I was like, oh my God. And we cried together. And I was like, that's so mean. Fuck.
The only fucked up difference is back then, if you got a job, you could fucking pay for your own apartment.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. I can't think of a job.
I mean, they always had roommates. They didn't. You couldn't pay for an apartment. Well, back then, maybe. I could. Yeah, maybe.
I paid for shit. I had two by myself that, you know, I was able to pay for.
On your own?
Yep. Mm-hmm. My bills. And still have money to drink myself to death on Fridays at the club.
Yeah. It is different in that way, but they,
you get roommates. Definitely would have to have roommates.
Yeah.
For sure. But yeah, I agree. They, you know, need a little grit for sure.
Gotta figure it out.
Definitely.
Hey guys, are you enjoying yourself?
Do you want even more dysfunction?
You're in luck.
Join our Patreon, and for the $20 tier, you can get 4 full-length ad-free episodes per month,
along with early releases of our regular episodes, merch, private live streams, chat, and access to our new voicemail for a chance to have your questions played live on the show.
Live on the show. See you there. You know, before we started, I told you I text Bunny about some pickles today.
Oh, yeah. What happened?
So, I'm going through Jack in the Box, right? And I was thinking I either wanted the spicy chicken snack wrap, right? Or a breakfast jack on toasted buttered sourdough with an extra slice of cheese. Fabulous. Highly recommend. So I get to the window and I was like, you know, can I get extra pickles with my snack wrap, right? So they give me my shit. Oh, and I'm like, can I also get ranch and mayonnaise for my snack wrap? I said, I know I'm a walking stereotype. They give me the little fucking bag. I open it. There's 2 pickle chips in it. 2. So I'm like, excuse me, can I please get more than 2 pickle chips? You know, can I get like 8 more? And the lady yelled at me and goes, you know, pay for a side of veggie. And I was like, okay. I was like, I'll totally pay for a side of veggie. Like, how much is it? She yells at me, $1.25. I give her the $1.25. I get fucking 8 more pickle chips. I have 10 total. I'm good. I go park. I open my bag. Mind you, I wanted the pickle chips to go with my snack wrap, the mayonnaise and the ranch. I open my bag. Within 20 seconds, I had forgot I ordered the breakfast jack on buttered sourdough, not the snack wrap.
What?
Yes. I'm insane.
So you got that?
What? I bought a side of pickles for no reason, for my imaginary snack wrap.
For what you thought you were going to order and didn't.
Uh-huh. Because I ordered the other thing. Lord help me.
You need a handler.
I do.
You do. It's.
I surely ate those 10 pickles, though, because I paid $1.25.
Oh, my God.
I ate them. But I texted Bunny, like, I was like, dude, why when I asked for pickles, they literally gave me 2. You would have been so mad.
Yeah.
And she texted me back like, no, because why the fuck would you only give 2 fucking pickles?
And I said extra. Yeah.
Yes.
Rude.
Yes. Bunny's one that loves extra pickles on everything.
She does.
Okay, sorry.
Hold on.
I had to share that fucking special girl moment. It's been a little wild the last week in my brain.
Okay, let's see. I think we have some write-ins.
Okay. I also think it's been a little worse this last week just due to the worry, you know?
With what's going on with your friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I could see that. This is an ad.
Oh, wait.
Like, this email is not set up for that.
So, apparently, Sylvia Brown, because I had asked, did she ever acknowledge or apologize regarding being mistaken?
Mm-hmm.
And it said, short answer, yes. Occasionally, but mostly in a defensive way. After Amanda Berry was found alive in May 2013, Brown posted a statement saying she was grateful and relieved for being mistaken, but made sure to follow it up with, that's because only God is right all the time.
Okay. Okay, ma'am. All right. I have one pulled up. Okay. Hello, primas. Can't call you guys my theas because I can tell we're in the same age bracket. So you're my cousins.
Perfect.
I wanted to share the info of an agency that helped me self-deport. I was able to get dual citizenship in Mexico through my dad because he was born in Jalisco, Mexico. I have family from there, too.
Nice.
He didn't do much in my life, but thank God his name was on my birth certificate. This agency charged me $350, and I had my Mexican citizenship within 5 weeks. That's cool. There are ways to get your own appointment with the Mexican consulate, but I struggled. The company's name is Doble Nacionalidad Express, and their Instagram is DN Express. I've been in Mexico for a couple weeks now, barely started looking for remote work last week, and already have a few interviews. Knowing English is a major. My rent here is only $200 for a two-bedroom house with a yard.
Wow.
It's been one hell of an adjustment, but I'm super grateful because I have family here who have wanted me to live near them since I was born.
Aww.
They've been holding my hand when it comes to figuring out the government shit, IDs, work permit, etc. Shout out to ChatGPT for helping me figure out some of the other stuff, though.
Nice.
If you don't plan on leaving the U.S. the way things are going, it may not be the worst document to have, if you can. I truly hope things get better. I want to come home someday. Fuck Trump. Stay safe.
Wow.
Thank you for sharing that information. Yeah, I have a friend that moved to Mexico City, like, I want to say like 10 years ago now, and he has never thought once about coming back.
Really?
He comes back for shows and shit. Other than that, he's happy where he lives. He lives in Mexico City. I think his rent is $300 a month.
God.
Upstairs, downstairs. I want to say it's a two-bedroom, two-bathroom with a maid. And loves it. So, yeah. Not that I'm encouraging gentrification, but, like, if you have family there, if you have roots there, right. You know, it's right. Definitely something to consider.
Will's mother-in-law is just waiting for her house to finish being built.
And then she's going.
She's retiring. Yeah. And
yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
I don't blame her. It's gross here.
Mm-hmm. I have one.
Okay.
Hi, Tiz. I'm going to apologize in advance. This write-in is going to be all over the place. Perfect. I was screaming laughing during the last episode. Mark, get in here. Because yes, penis pearls is definitely a thing in jail. Where I work, and from what I understand, antiseptic is only allowed via the nurse. Maybe in a lower security facility, but likely no, because they can make a buck with it. That's why fruit is limited. Hello, Pruno. any crap. I don't know this. They etch out pieces. I'm going to skip it. They etch out pieces of plastic from their windows, or they make pellets out of paint chips and just roll them into balls, sand them down on the concrete. They do not get needles. They make them. They get something called jail pens that are basically completely plastic. They've still figured out a way to make needles with those. They get written up, but people make do-rags. They tailor pants. They make shorts, underwear, all kinds of shit. Mm-hmm. Very creative. They love when someone who can sew lands in a cell.
Mm-hmm.
Even more when they can make knives and needles, they get paid a lot of money. By the way, I also have ADHD. Laugh my ass off. No shit. Okay, so penis pearls. Pat, I'm going to focus, I promise. I had a... She's had enough with me. You better get it together. I had a patient who had theirs get infected. Had to live in medical housing. It was so bad. According to the clinic, it's very common. And I mean, they're men cut off from the world. I'm surprised their dicks aren't rubbed raw. I think it's like with the tattoos. If you want it, you got to handle the pain. And then find ways to get cream from nurses. Anyways, penis pearls is also very common with, from what I hear, Latino gay men. But they get them implanted by body mod specialists. I don't know. I think the shit is wild. And I'm someone who got their hood pierced at 14 at the flea market. Oh, my God.
Call the fucking cops. Who's piercing hoods on children at the flea market? There's so many things wrong with that.
Oh, my fucking God.
They told a child to take their pants off. I hope you're exaggerating. Because
the girls
what?
Come home from the flea market with that.
From the Berkeley, the Ashby flea market. Please tell me you're exaggerating.
I drive a fire truck through
the
parking
fuck
lot.
Is going on?
Wow. Okay, I also want to do some quick shout-outs. First of all, you all. Because truly, everyone always says it, and it's very true. I look forward to the episodes, and it truly is like hanging out and hugging my aunties. My bestie boo, who's going through a divorce, I don't have to name her. She will know it's her when she hears this. I am as stunned as she is, but she is one of the baddest women I know. She says I'm bad, but she showed me how to be more fearless. She comes from a wild, incredible family who treat me like I'm one of their own. She is my crystal. I love you, boo. Next, I just wanted to say I love my bestie, Ale. She's been kicking ass in L.A. in an art program, and I am constantly stunned by her work. She's a patron. She's in the clubhouse. She's sometimes silly and shy, but she's amazing. Sorry, I'm trying to read. Free Palestine and holler motherfucking Luya that the alligator Alcatraz has been shut down. As of 8/22/25, they have 60 days to close it up.
Good. I didn't know that.
I didn't either. That's good. Fucking great. I know it flooded. News.
Yeah, I know it flooded and all that. Like, they were having hella problems. So, if it's closed, that's great.
That's a sign from the universe. Get that shit out of there. I love that. Thank you.
Yeah.
For updating that.
Thank you. Is that it for that one?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey Theus, I wanted to ask you, Crystal, because you're more like me on the monogamy scale and also supportive of sex work. I'm in a long-term relationship and do not fuck around with cheating. But my question is just purely out of being nosy. LOL. Would you let Mark, I can already tell this is going to be something that's a no. Would you let Mark, assuming he is into it, and if he isn't, pretend he is, go to strip clubs? Oh. What are your limits? Personally, I admire strippers, envy their hustle, and love what they do. But my partner wanting to go, nah, nope, sorry, LOL. I support you, loves, but my person cannot support you. I also wanted to add that the topics that you two sometimes talk about are super parallel with what I'm going on, well, what is going on in my life. There's too many to count, and at first I thought it was a weird coincidence, but not anymore. I'm starting to think there's something deeper to it. It got to the point where I started pointing it out to my partner, and they were also in disbelief. Anyways, thank you ladies for your time, effort, blood, sweat, and tears. This podcast is my weekly treat. I hope you girls never stop. That's from Brie.
So Marcus went to strip clubs for friends' bachelor parties and shit.
Yeah.
On a Friday night by himself? No.
No?
Fuck no. To go get a lap dance? No. No. But, you know.
I'm surprised. I thought maybe you would allow it.
I'll tell you after. But no.
But the answer is no. Okay.
But bachelor party shit like this, yes.
That's different. Absolutely. That's like in a group setting. That's totally different.
Yeah, but you're not going on. He's not.
Alone? No.
Fuck. He's not going on a Friday night to get fucking no.
Okay.
Mm-mm. Only if I can fucking pick a man to come fucking teabag me in front of him.
Oh, my God.
He would die, bitch.
That's a little different. That's quite different. Okay.
What if he snuck a hand job in the fucking lap dance room?
It would be work.
But I don't know about it. And if I found out about it, that's still cheating.
Well,
it's
yeah.
Work for the worker, but not for me.
Obviously. But I'm saying situation is that you do know he's going. This isn't like a secret trip. This is like you do know he's going.
Yeah, but, you know, he can't fucking go get private fucking... He ain't going to no private rooms and shit.
Okay.
Not that I fucking, you know, think Mark would cheat anyways, but I'm still not... We're not doing that.
Okay. We have another one. Hey, aunties. This is my first time writing in, and I hope I'm not too late. My birthday is August 27th. Isn't that tomorrow?
Yeah.
Tomorrow, just in time. And yep. I'd love a shout out. This is the last year of my 20s. Any advice going into my 30s? We always give the 30s advice.
Always.
But yeah, your 30s will be better than your 20s. Let's start there.
Yes.
Funny enough, y'all actually gave me one back in 2021, but it was because my ex, who wrote in pretending to be my best friend, she said all these sweet things about me, and y'all gassed it up so much that even Pat said, I wish I had a friend write such nice stuff about me. Oh. Meanwhile, I was like, girl, you do not want one like that, because we hadn't spoken in forever. She was blocked on everything. And we were definitely not friends.
She used us to get through to her.
Let alone best friends. Looking back, it's hilarious, but at the time, it was super creepy and cringe. I wish I remembered the episode number, but I still appreciated y'all showing me love for my birthday. I've been listening since 2020, and I truly love y'all. You've inspired me to live fully, be unapologetically myself, and take my mental health seriously.
Oh, I love that.
Thank you so much for all the work you put in. I know it's not easy. I have a podcast, too, but consistency be whooping my ass. Regardless, I'm grateful for your sacrifices and for building such a beautiful community. Mm. With love, Sierra. P.S. Here's my IG. So you can put a name to the face, and I'll go check her out. But that is creepy. Don't you ever get us emotionally invested.
And don't you use us.
Using
us. If you still
us,
listen, you twat.
And you were fucking blocked on everything. Don't you use us.
Hey, that's like secret abuser shit.
Don't do that. That's not going to be received well.
No, and we do not appreciate
being used.
We're not weapons, motherfucker.
Don't use us. No.
Wow.
And imagine how she felt when she heard that. How Sierra felt listening to that after she done blocked them
and
on everything.
And we're like, oh my God, she's so great for writing in. Oh my God.
I'm glad you told us the real. Even if it was years later. What the fuck?
Oh my God.
I would be pissed. I would be so fucking pissed. If it's someone I blocked on everything.
You know who did that shit, bitch? Oh, no.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
I don't like that.
Oh, I'd be so mad. I would feel really violated.
Same.
So how dare you?
Don't ever do that again.
I have one.
Okay.
Hello, my beautiful nieces. I wanted to first give myself a birthday shout out. I am the true beginning of Virgo season, being September 1st, turning 59. I'm having a birthday get together this weekend with the people I love most, my daughters. Fenice is one of her daughters. We're friends on Facebook. Your daughters are beautiful.
I love it.
Speaking of these bitches, Fee, the one I mentioned, if you recall, was the one who gave birth in my living room.
Oh, my God.
And her son, and my son, as Pat put it, slipped in her pussy juice. Remember, she wrote in and was told us about how her daughter gave birth in the living room, and her fucking son walked in, her adult son walked in, and remember, he slipped in the fucking birthing juice and fucking, yes.
The amniotic fluid.
Yes.
Oh, my fucking God.
And you said he slipped her pussy juice.
Awkward.
But also smell your shoe.
But also a beautiful moment.
Right?
So, you know.
Yeah, she's badass for doing that. Well, she has a broken back. Oh, my God.
Oh.
And on her way to my state. Well, she has a broken back and on her way to my state, what happens before she is ready to leave? Oh, my God. She goes blind in one eye. So I have a blind, broke back bitch drinking Fireball for breakfast.
No. No. Listen, if you have a broken back and a fucking eye bothering you, you deserve Fireball for breakfast sometimes.
I mean,
occasionally.
I'm not mad.
Yeah. So, you earned it.
Goddamn. Now, Fenice, she lost her job, found a new job. The owner tried to play her with her money. And after the labor board and all these other agencies got involved, she finally got her money.
Good. The labor board don't play. And they will fine you for every day. They will fine the employer for every day that you're not paid. So there
dealt with them.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. So there will be penalties added and it will be a nice payout.
Good.
They do not fucking play.
Good.
You have trouble with an employer, contact the labor board.
Yeah. You hear that, you guys? It sucks to have to fight for what is yours while dealing with no income and trying not to drown. Her daughter Zoe was just diagnosed with epilepsy. I saw that. I'm so sorry. In a span of 24 hours, that 15-year-old baby had 6 seizures. Our local hospital couldn't do much, and she had to be taken to another hospital for 3 days. Her son is getting his new arm, so we are having an arm reveal party.
Oh.
He was born with
he's getting a prosthetic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. To hear. Oh, he's so cute, too. I just wanted to give my baby some love. And like you guys, we all laugh at the most inappropriate times. I went to church. I went to church. My daughter may commit ungodly acts if she does not get the money she is owed. My granddaughter's seizing. My other daughter is a broken blind bitch. And my grandson hopefully is getting his new arm soon. I was laughing, looked at him, looked at the pastor, and fell into hysterical bursts of laughter. I told him I can't make up this life. But I also took a page out of your book, Crystal. I found a dog in the trash can and brought him home.
Oh, my God.
I named him Carlos Santana.
What? I love that.
Not the greatest.
What?
Shut the fuck up.
It was meant to be.
It was. Happy birthday to all my Virgos and especially Miss Santana.
Oh, thank you.
Until next.
And love to your Santana.
Yes, your Carlos Santana.
I love that.
Until next year, ladies, when the updates will continue, feel free to use all the names for all.
Yeah, y'all are busy. Hopefully the next update is a positive one.
Yes,
everybody's
no
doing better.
Bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
Feel free to use all the names for all to know the real dysfunction with love.
I love
that. Tawana.
Thank you so much.
That was great.
Yeah.
The broken back bitch, you're terrible.
Fireball for breakfast. I'm just like,
with a broke
shit.
Back.
If I had
blind,
a broke back, I would be doing the same. Yeah,
I know how I feel.
It's rough
not being able to see well right now. I can't
and
imagine
how my back be feeling, and it ain't broke.
Can you
like
imagine?
It's yeah. I really think that I have a slip disc sometimes. like, it'd be so bad. I really am like, something is out of place. Like, it can't be right.
You need to get a fucking MRI. It's not nothing. Because it will get worse. And then they will compress. You can risk being paralyzed, dude.
Yeah.
Carolyn, when they found her compressed disc right here in her upper spine, the doctor told her, 6 more months and you would have been in a wheelchair forever.
And how did she, what made her go? Like pain? Back pain? Neck pain?
But she, her balance was off. And she was having trouble fully standing up straight.
I'll add it to the list.
Fuck.
Yeah, of things to check me for. Like, yeah.
That shit is scary. Yeah, the way your back is connected to your fucking...
Yeah.
Your ability to move.
It sucks. Back pain, neck pain, it sucks.
Definitely. I'll throw this phone.
Why?
It's not letting me scroll.
I thought I had another write-in, but it might be the one you just read.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, here's one. Okay. You want to read it?
Yeah.
It won't let me scroll past that one, but I found that one.
I just want to make sure we didn't read this before.
It had a blue dot in front of it. But I don't know.
That don't always mean anything. I know. Okay, I don't think we did.
I didn't either.
Hello, beautiful ladies. So I have a real dysfunctional story to tell you guys, but also seeking opinions from y'all because I hella respect the both of your opinions.
Aww.
Okay, so here we go.
Okay.
About two, almost 3 weeks ago, my sister and I were drinking. I was drinking some Sun Cruisers. I don't know what that is. Only had about 5 that night, whatever that is. My sister, on the other hand, almost finished a bottle of Grey Goose by herself. Wait a minute.
Wait.
No. This is from May.
What the fuck?
We're gonna...
This phone be glitching.
Yeah.
The blue dot. When you said my sister drank a bottle of Grey Goose,
I knew exactly what this one. Yeah, we read that before. Sorry, just kidding.
Hey, update us about that, yeah, actually.
Please do.
It's a reminder. Update us. I'm curious as to how that went and how it's going.
Yeah.
That was a wild one from what I remember. All right.
All right. Well, that's all I got. I'd like to get home before the sun goes down.
Yeah, the last few weeks.
We've had late night episodes lately. Yeah.
They've been dark time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be a dancing queen and go make mac and cheese.
Okay. Thank you for hanging out with us. Please subscribe, rate, review, share, leave comments, all that good stuff. We love engagement.
Love it. We have some more new reviews. I'll save them for next time.
Yeah.
If you guys like boxed Kraft mac and cheese, the secret is 1/3 of a stick of butter and heavy whipping cream. Try it. Chef's kiss, I promise. Fabulous. That's what I want to go eat right now. That's it. Suck it easy.
Go to bed.